This episode is brought to you by Wiseacre. Wiseacre, I hardly know. Welcome back, everybody! We got a great episode for you this week. We got some guests in the room. You're in for a good one. Let's get into it. Yeah, it is a treat.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Welcome to hell. Who gives a shit? It's your boy, Too Poppy.
Alright.
Hey.
That was Mark.
Mark Gosney.
Producer Mark.
Yeah, he's our producer.
JC, you finally scored over 100 points.
Woo!
How's it feel?
It feels amazing. I could not be more proud of
Don
Marquise
Crippy
Brown.
Has accomplished his two goals.
He has.
To win a game and score over 100
points.
His first goal was to win a game.
Week two, our goal was to score 100 points. This week, we're coming back for another win.
So, are you happy with Don Crippy
so
far?
Ecstatic. Could not be happier.
That's good to hear.
Let's get into it. All right. Starting off with our game number one. Commissioner I Hardly Know Her goes down the deep throat to Dallas. this was our highest scoring game of the week, 137.2 to 158.14. Those are our number one and two high scores of the week. So shout out to Dan for drafting the Bucks.
Yeah. Taking it was unfortunate. Team. And Alvin Kamara.
And Alvin Kamara, yeah.
Alvin Kamara had like 16 Dan's points. I mean, if I had played the right people, I would have outscored him. I just didn't play the right people. That was my fault. It was bad.
You hear that every week. Every week
I'm accepting it. It was poor coaching.
If I had played this guy and
is that why you're 1-4?
Yeah. I have excuses too. We all have them.
All right. Next game, Corb Fucker. First team, Starkville Hunt.
Actually, let me cut back to the other game. Something to note, Josh Allen, 40 points. Tom Brady, 42 points.
That is pretty crazy.
That's pretty notable. 82 points.
We had two players with...
That's massive.
We had two players with 40 points and two with 32.
Yeah, those are big numbers. You don't see that from quarterbacks every week.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, now we can move in.
Corb Fucker taking the L to Team Starkville Hunt. 0-5. Will he get a win? He's made a lot of trades.
He has. DK and James... I mean, the players he's traded for, he traded for both DK and James Robinson. They led his team to a meager 81 points, but they did put up strong performances themselves. Only room for improvement from Corb Fucker.
Matt's now 3-2, but doesn't have Russell Wilson.
Yes. And he did not get Geno
Smith. Carson Wentz, who had 28 points against the Ravens.
Yeah. I will say two of
Ryan's... But he's also Carson Wentz.
Two of Ryan's... Top scorers for projected scores for next week would be Trey Lance and DK Metcalf, who he just traded for. So he didn't even have him yet. And Trey Lance is on a bye next week.
Okay, so that, I guess those people, DK didn't play for him, but he's,
did he just traded DK?
Yeah, he had DK.
He traded
for Keenan. Yeah,
you're right. So we'll have new people.
Matt 3-2, Ryan 0-5. Next game we have one of our guests.
In the room currently.
Reigning MVP guys versus 3 a.m. DaVinci's. Did you eat any DaVinci's this weekend?
Oh,
you
did. I texted
him. He ate too much of it.
Yeah, he
was too gluttonous.
Too many slices.
And Sue fed him too many slices, beat him by a nice 25.
Justin Herbert dropping 47 points. That's
three quarterbacks dropped 40. Wait, did Lamar drop 40?
Four quarterbacks dropped 40
this week? Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Are we going to start to see quarterbacks go higher and higher as the years go on?
I think they only get better.
See, I mean, 47 points is terrifying. Like, sometimes I think to myself at the beginning of each week, am I going to score 47 points this week?
That is true.
I'm thinking that. If
none of my guys get a touchdown, then I'm fucked.
Speaking of 40-point quarterbacks and teams that don't score a lot, Marvin's Monsters taking the L to HUD, who had Lamar Jackson score 44.
Yeah, that's a terrifying.
Connor, our bust Monday of the week, night. 75 points.
Lamar is different
meager
on Mondays.
75 points.
It is the bust of the week. Shout out to Connor.
You never want your kicker to be your third highest point scorer.
HUD almost beat him with his two top players. He beat him with his top three players.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson and Ezekiel Elliott combined for 69 points.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. That's what you love to see from the 1-2 punch.
Yeah. I mean...
Really, they combined for 70.
I mean, me and Dan both had two people combined for 70. Sue had two people combined for 70. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
Season's right. Even wilder, though, because it was 23 points by the other guy, yeah, which is pretty crazy. Normal.
That's just, yeah, a good week. 47, jeez. All right. Another guest putting up a big show. You're 5-0, Chupapi Mugnano took on bye week, who's now 1-4. Chupapi Mugnano 135 to bye week's 96. Chupapi
Mugnano, big wide receiver battle.
Yeah, led by Mike Williams, who was wide receiver not one this week. One this week?
He's wide receiver one now.
One now. Yeah, Devontae Mike Williams is incredible. 34. Devontae finally had himself a game.
Davis, you put up.
This is a, was that his first week for Nice or second week for Nice?
I think that was his second week.
Yeah, Devontae, he's getting. He couldn't carry Nice quite all the way, but
he couldn't carry him even close. He lost by 40.
Yeah.
He Graham Gano, third highest score. Yes.
Noticing a theme here.
Tough.
Another blowout game. Hey. Dom Crimpy putting up 100 for the first time. Unfortunately, Baby remains undefeated and put up 130.
Well, you know, before the game, I said, we're not, you know, necessarily looking for victory. We're looking to score 100. That's our goal, and we met that goal. So, Don Crimpy's 2-for-2 in my book.
And you're really trying to trade
He's 2-0 in your book and 1-1 in reality.
After he did that for you on Monday Night Football.
Yes, I am trying to trade Hollywood Brown. All trades are welcome. Everybody on my team is open for trade.
We'll get to that when we get to the waivers.
Yes.
The rookie putting on a show against the Fort Worth. Whiskey Gates. Is that what he is now? Mm-hmm. Okay. What was it last week? Morning Woods.
He was Morning Woods because he was on the ride.
Yeah, so it shrunk. Now he's shrunk Whiskey Dick. Yeah, Jeff put up 122. He put up 104. It was admirable.
Yeah.
But Jeff put up 122. Mark Andrews having a big 37 pointer on Monday night. That was huge. But Jonathan Taylor at 34.
Yeah. In the same game.
Yeah.
And DeAndre's
three
and not
two.
A bad game.
Jeff's
Najee Harris
now?
Is picking up steam, I think. I mean, he did have a big week last week, but that's why I'm saying that. But I think his future is bright.
Jeff's 3-2. Future star. John's 2-3 and 2-1 since he's traded his team every week and changed the name. So we'll see if that continues.
It will.
Another team that's changed their names? Dak Sack. Getting a win against the Super Stinkers.
Squeaking out a win.
2-3.
Yeah, Dak Sack with 117. Super Stinkers dropping a stink bomb at 111. The triple ones.
That's just like a good, like,
that's a
good two
score. Good,
like, scores
that's
for this league.
Yeah, that's...
Marquez Callaway had 23. I think he was on Andy's bench, though.
No, I think he started him in the flex that
did
week.
He did.
He started him in the flex, yeah. Marquez
good
got
for
the
you,
call
Andy.
Up. And Marquez answered. He answered the phone. So
he did.
Dak, 22 points. Robert Woods finally had himself the game that people thought he was going to be having more frequently with Matthew Stafford. So is there a shift in the Robert Woods' future?
Maybe.
We'll see. Tony, the rookie, putting up a...
Yeah.
Was it,
I don't
it was
think
a rookie?
Steven had him in, did
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
He started him, yes. I talked to
him
about it on Sunday
everything.
Morning. Yeah, he did. I talked to him.
I know.
Tony put up the most... points in a rookie debut ever?
Really?
I believe so.
He had like 10 targets.
He had 189 yards. So I don't know if that's the most in a rookie season or in a rookie debut. Because I don't know if he's been playing.
But
he has some record there. Tony is a beast.
Yeah.
They
picked him really high. They drafted him really high.
Yeah. And he balled out. So.
He was first round draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him. And he got ejected for punching someone. So.
Pretty
props
dope.
To him.
Yeah,
so breaking
cool.
a rookie record and getting ejected in the same game.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
You're
man.
A player of the week. There is Tony, a player of the week.
Player of the week.
You should shout him out.
Absolutely. We should get him to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Rodgers. Devontae had a big game. Rodgers didn't have quite the game, but he put up an admirable quarterback performance.
I mean, all these scores of their top players are relatively
close.
Yeah,
they're relatively close. It was a game of inches, as football always is.
Yeah.
Nice. Well said.
Alright, we
first
got a big
trade.
Week. We got a big week of recent activity.
First
about.
Trade, Davis is in the room with us. You traded Carlos Hyde and Anthony Firkser for Evan Ingram?
Mm-hmm. I did.
That was a big move.
I also
you needed
asked,
a tight end.
I asked for Kadarius Toney, and Snick said no. It's pretty smart of him.
It was. Yeah, it was. How many points did Ingram end up getting?
like 7.5. It was what I needed. Like,
yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's a tight end. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like what I need. So I was happy with it. Yeah.
Next trade involves someone else in this room.
Yeah.
This was actually done at...
In person.
In person at Old City Sports Bar. Shout out Old City Sports Bar.
Shout out to Old City
Sports Bar. OCSB. You traded Dawson Knox and Baker Mayfield for Sam Darnold.
I did.
And how'd that work out for you?
Well, Sam said, I need to get a new quarterback coach. Whoever I put in, and of course Baker had his best with 27 points on Andy's bench.
So when Don Crumpy took over, he didn't fire all the other coaches. He kept the same QB coach, or is this a problem with
the
new
QB coach?
We don't have one.
That's a problem. We're looking for one.
That would be a problem.
We need implementation. But, you know, we scored 100 points with a fucking Sam Darnold at QB. I think our team's looking on the upward swing.
That's true. He did have, like, what, seven
six
points?
6 points. 6 points something. So I can't say that if he could do something, not fucking throw three interceptions, offset your one touchdown. I mean, come on now, Sam. Pick it up.
I'm starting the Vikings defense this week against Sam Darnold, so go Vikings. Shout out Terry Neal.
Shout out Terry Neal. Terry's son in the building.
Yeah, Terry's son's in the building.
Next trade we
Terry's
got.
Terry's actual son is involved in this next trade.
Yes.
He traded Stephon Diggs.
He did this
for Daryl
over,
Henderson.
Over. He also
junior.
Did this at OCSB. I talked
he
to
did.
Him. He said he's like, I've got to trade it with Diggs on its way out. So he did that, and I guess he sent it over in the morning. I don't think the trades went through until post.
Yeah, because it was before the
post
game.
Because Daryl Henderson played for the Rams
that
Thursday night.
Yeah, because we went
game.
To watch the game at
so,
OCSB.
So DeVinci wasn't unfortunately able to slide Diggs into his lineup, which actually worked out because Diggs had his season low this weekend.
One of the I feel like a first, maybe this year. I don't know, maybe in the league. But A.J. Brown has returned to John.
Yes, A.J. Brown has come full circle.
A.J. Brown and DeAndre Swift to John from Connor for OBJ, Nick Chubb, and Devontae Parker.
Not much to say there. Connor got his running back.
He did.
Nick Chubb that he took
I mean, A.J.
Year.
Hasn't played like the past like,
no,
two
AJ,
games.
A.J. been sucky this year, so we're going to need some more time before. For that trade to truly develop, I believe.
You know who else has been sucky?
Who?
OBJ.
OBJ is... He just is sucky. In my opinion. AJ Brown's been sucky, but OBJ is sucky. That's what I have to say. Also, 49ers defense dropped in that trade.
Alright. Roster update. Tyler Williams and Greg Joseph likely to trade. Are they even on your team anymore?
Greg Joseph is.
Okay, well... Tyrell Williams, not likely to be traded. He's on the waivers. Greg Joseph, still likely to be traded.
He just put up 17, so, like... I mean, that's pretty good.
Did you guys hear that? Another trade with someone in this room. Everyone... I don't think I made a trade. Well, actually, I did. Take that back. We'll get to that later. But
yeah, you did.
Next trade, Mark trading Antonio Gibson to Baby for Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, that was a Friday night trade.
Big trade, Mark. You got a running back?
Yeah.
I mean, you gave up a running back, got a receiver?
Yeah.
Now, who are you?
He's the number
Cup
three
and
receiver, and Cup's the number two.
Who's
so.
Your other? No, you have another one, too?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Deebo. Is Deebo on bye this week?
Yeah,
and
Debo's on
bye. T.Y. Hilton's back, baby.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y.
You should never play football again.
Retire, T.Y. Hilton.
Please.
Did you hear this? Retire. Collect
more,
your money and...
More Chupapi roster updates. Michael Pittman, Marvin Jones Jr. are also available to be traded.
Likely to trade.
Yeah, I just fucking around. Yeah, I mean, you can offer for him.
And another Mark trade.
Another Mark trade. It's a three-player trade. Big trade. Tyler Higbee, Keenan Allen, and Elijah Mitchell say goodbye to Mark. Kiss him on the cheek walking out the door. And Kenyon Drake, Dallas Goedert, and DK Metcalf from Corn Pucker get a big kiss on their lips on the way in.
Well, Dallas Goedert is not on his team.
I don't think so, because two of them got traded away almost within...
Yeah,
but Mark's a loving guy. He kisses all his players on the lips.
That's true.
That's
true. There's some big moves.
TB42.
Big old DK. DK has been getting tossed around.
DK has been tossed around. Like
Mark has had both of them. Mark and... what was that?
that likes to be tossed around.
Alright. DK Metcalf and Keenan Allen were both my starting receivers at the beginning of the year and have both been on Mark and Ryan's teams.
They've made their rounds, that's for sure.
Which is interesting.
They love kissing coaches.
Yep, they just love kissing. Mark in another trade with Dak Sack.
Immediate turnaround from Mark. This was I was DK, at a coffee shop doing some work, and I just my phone was blowing up.
Mark
this
loves
was, what Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning. Yesterday,
Mark,
freaking morning.
Mark loves kissing DK so much he kissed him on the cheek again.
Smacked him on the butt.
Sent him to Dak Sack for Chase Edmonds and Dawson Knox, and also traded Mike Davis. Got a big tight end there.
Yeah, you did get a good tight end. Slowly making yourself the Buffalo Bills. That's what I realized. I was after it was all said and done. I was like, I want to see Mark's team now. And I was like, everybody plays for the Bills.
Have you not heard me talk about that excessively?
I have. The rumors are confirmed. Mark likes the Bills.
Speaking of Mark and tight ends, he traded me Dallas Goedert, Robbie Anderson.
Right after he got 20 minutes later.
He didn't get hurt. He got COVID.
The same thing that I do to quarterbacks, Bob does to tight ends. Yeah, they just don't, they never can ends. Perform.
Well, he's got a weak
immune
system.
Much like Bob on a Friday night after one too many whiskey sours. can't perform.
I'm not Doogie. We got a name change. Speaking of not being able to perform, after whiskey, the Fort Worth Morningwood changed their name to the Fort Worth Whiskey Dick after the loss. He shrunk a little bit.
He did.
Came up limp. We'll see if he changes that to a more erect object or a more flaccid object next week.
Dallas Deep Throat's dropping Max Williams.
Another trade by someone in this room. Davis, you traded Brandon Bolden for Connor for Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah, I did.
That's a good trade.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that trade.
This morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to see him go. Last, we have some updates from the Fort Worth Whiskey Dicks. Michael Carter, LaVisca Chenault, Hunter Henry, and A.J. Brown are now likely to be traded. A.J. Brown is just... What are you doing with A.J. Brown? You're playing with his emotions.
He tried to trade him to me.
Amon-Ra St. Brown has just been added to likely to be traded for Davis.
As we speak.
We're getting live updates.
Yes, this is a live update as of 6:18 p.m. Wednesday, October
13th. That's the most recent activity you're ever going to get.
Yes, live.
Yeah.
Another notable pickup, Crimpy Tigers added Marshawn Lynch from free agency.
No one's going to trade you for him.
It's okay. I'd like to have him in the locker room.
That's good. You need him doing all your media for you.
He's great to have around.
That's awesome. True. But keep some Skittles. You'll have tons of Skittles.
Bottle of Hennessy in the backpack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever keeps him happy.
Divisions. We got someone from each division in this room. Yeah. Every division is represented.
Yes.
We need flags. Everyone needs a flag or something.
Division.
Like when we did Chardy McDennis, everyone needs to make a flag for their...
Nah, it's okay.
We should have a 4v4 right. Basketball tournament.
First division.
Divisions.
We got a rookie leading it still for the second week in a row. Jeff's...
Cock and balls.
Knoxville's cock and balls remains at the top of the division. Matt has tied him with... Well, they were both 2-2 last week, I guess.
Yeah.
Matt still remained tied in wins, but second in points. Bennett, 1-4. You're 1-4. He's got you beat on points. How do you feel about your division?
Well, it's obvious we have the strongest division, so it's tough. It's tough being in that division.
Is that cupcakes I smell? Baking?
No, just... I don't even know what to say.
Exactly.
We're not even halfway through the season yet.
You have two people with... pretty high playoff percent chances, according
to
IBM Watson or whoever does this. And you have 1% yet again.
I'm back down to 1. Yeah, the L was tough.
Luckily, you got a friend this week.
I do have a friend joining me at 1%. And the same record. And I think we're 0.2 points apart in points totaled. So, a little bit of a rivalry brewing.
Next division up, we've got the leader in this room. OnlyFans West. Chupapi Munyanyo, division leader at 5-0. Super Stinkers at 2-3. John's also 2-3, and Ryan sits there at a sad 0-5 at the bottom. But he has a higher playoff percentage chance than you do.
He's got three.
Yeah, but
one.
That's,
I guess,
that's over twice as many as yours.
Good math.
It's three times as many.
I'm gonna make a quick switch here. Davis, how does it feel to be atop your division?
It feels nice, like, early on. I think I'm going to need the buffer that I have, though, because I...
You do have a nice buffer.
I have a nice buffer.
Three games ahead right now?
No, I'm not going to be the one to say it, so I won't say it. But about my team and what's going on with my team right now. But, you know, I have a nice buffer, so hopefully that'll carry me a little bit. I'm waiting for, you know, the second team to step up in this division. Who's it going to be?
All right, they just calling out a contender for him. You're also the only one with above a 50% chance right now.
I think that will change after this week for sure.
I just feel like you having five wins already is like already such like a boost.
It is
just for for the chance of getting in the playoffs.
Sure, sure.
I might not get there all season
because like someone might get in going 7-7, going 500. You just have to win two more games. I feel like
hopefully.
I mean, if you get to eight wins, that's when you really start making the playoffs in this league.
Next division, our other undefeated team,
Baby Bed,
our biggest baby that we have in the league, Baby Bed Disappointment.
Biggest Baby Bed in the
league. 5-0. Dan, Dallas Deep Throats are 3-2 behind him, followed by Mark at 2-3, and Marvin's Monsters at 1-4.
Something to note really quick, Dan's only two losses coming from both the Hunt brothers.
That's true.
Now, Mark, how do you feel about your division? It's the most spread out division? Question mark?
Yeah.
They're all pretty.
You have the most diversity among. You're the only one that has.
Well, everybody has a different record.
No one with the same record.
Yeah.
Baby has the highest playoff percentage
in the league.
But most people are close to 50. You're three games back. Are you prepared?
Just have to secure that wild card spot. I'm still not satisfied with my team, though. Give me some trades.
There we go. Mark willing to trade.
You do have Dan's only one game ahead of you. You got his week 9 bye to look forward to because he'll lose that one.
I'm glad I put up a lot of points early during this little slump here.
Yeah. Yeah, you have... You're 9th right now in points, but, like, you're pretty close to being higher than that. Baby's well ahead of everyone else. Okay, Baby has scored over 200 points more than Ryan, JC, and Connor.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
Well done, Baby.
We have four teams below 400, or below 500, and... three teams above 600. A lot of difference in scoring there.
Yeah.
Our last division, TikTok West, led by the 4-1, 3 a.m. DaVinci's, followed by
Commissioner myself, Hud the Stud, and Dak Sack.
Me and Hud have the same record.
Yes. Commissioner has scored quite a few points, over 600 points. Hud, good
so
amount
Davis.
Of points, but not that many.
And
then Dak
Sack
at the bottom with 2-3, but still a high playoff, higher.
Three teams above 50% chance.
It's tough to say at this point. Yeah, it could be the group of
death. We're the only one with someone that looks like they still have everyone still has a chance to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, they do. The other three divisions, the bottom team is looking slim.
It has a 1%, 3%, and 1%, and Andy has a 38%.
Yeah, so. I guess it would be.
And we're the only one with
3
over 50%.
Yeah, 2 in the 90s. Something to note, Sue leads the division. Bob is one game behind, but Bob has a 93%.
Something to note, I've scored 17 more points than Sue.
Bob, riding, tooting his own horn.
Oh, wait, Mark, you're not 9th in points. You're out. 8th. Congratulations.
I'm going to cut that. That was worthless.
All right. Looking at week six, our predictions.
You finally got the week right.
I did. That's because I'm looking right
you
at
didn't
it.
Didn't say week one.
I had to look.
You've been looking at it every time.
There may be a second of hesitation before I get in there on this take, but let's get into it. Top of the board, we got Baby Bed Disappointment versus Commissioner I Hardly Know Her. We're crowning this one as the game of the week this week. Bob's super excited to be in the game of the week. He's got a big grin on his face. I think this is going to be a hell of a game. Something of note for week six, before we really get into it, bye weeks. This is when bye weeks officially
baby
start.
Baby does. I don't have any byes, and Baby has Kyle Pitts on a bye.
Yeah, so tough. It gets tougher from here.
Tough sledding.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Baby Bed with Matthew Stafford at the helm. Projected 108 currently. Not sure who his backup tight end is.
Tyler Conklin.
Oh, yeah, he picked him up after he had that big game.
He did. So he'll slide him in there versus Josh Allen, Tyreek Hill, and Derrick Henry. That's scary. Projected 119. Baby does have Aaron Jones and Antonio Gibson. You may have thought
Baby
was out when Carson went down, but no.
Baby to this point has been the best team.
With the most solid running back room in all the
league.
That
is true. He can't get enough of those running backs.
He can't. So, 5-0 baby. Who am I going to take here?
This will also be our first time having guest pickers.
It will. Woo! I'm going to have to give this one to a commissioner I hardly know her, unfortunately.
You think baby's taking his first
loss? I mean, with Kyle Pitts out, you don't have anybody on bye. You're as strong as you can be right now. So.
I hope you're right. All right, Davis?
I think I'm also going to go with Bob. Kind of just because he has both Derrick Henry and Josh Allen on Monday night. And as we've seen, Monday night can be just a massive, massive game. Especially if a team has a bad defense, like the Titans do. So I'm going to go with Bob.
I'd suck.
Nope.
Mark? All right, Mark. Who are you picking?
I think Baby Bed Disappointment stays undefeated. Does not disappoint. He takes the 6-0 game.
I'm glad someone picked against me. I feel like if you had all picked for me, I would have definitely lost.
This is a tough game to pick.
It's going to be a good game.
I was going to pick Baby, and then I looked down at my phone where I'm looking at the matchup, and I saw that you have both Derrick Henry and Josh Allen on Monday night.
Well,
that changes things.
Yeah, I was going to pick Baby going into this, then when I saw just the three leaders, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, and Tyreek Hill, the 1-2-3, that's
the Monday night game.
My
game came down to a Sunday night game, and they didn't perform last week, even though Josh Allen had 40. But I had to score like 75 points. Next game we've got reigning MVP guys, projected 104 against Corb Fucker, projected 101. Ryan looking for the first win. He's got some new faces on his team.
Daryl Henderson, James Robinson. Ryan's really done some moves to upgrade his running back room, that's for sure.
Led by some Jaguars players.
Yeah, big Jags guy.
Mark has some new faces. Cooper Kupp, Geno Smith, and Tannehill. Is there any debate in that quarterback room?
What's the quarterback room?
You're going to keep it a secret till game time.
Is it going to be a Sunday decision? What time do they play?
Well, the Titans play on Monday.
Yeah, the Titans play on Monday, and the Seahawks play. I don't know when the Seahawks play.
I'm starting Tannehill. I got five players on Monday night.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to Monday night.
Sweating. That's
true. Okay. All right. You have it. Tannehill.
Look forward to that playing.
I think
Neesless.
No, you're playing Ryan.
Shout out Neese.
You're playing Ryan.
Oh, I was looking ahead to next week when I had a huge bye against him.
Five players on Monday night against Ryan. You have as many players on Monday night playing as Ryan has losses.
Fun fact.
That's a next gen stat. That's Saber Metrics.
Is that really a stat? Like,
yeah, that's what they call unnecessary.
Only one of five people to do this bizarre thing.
I'll keep that in the history book. Mark is the first player to play five players on Monday night, or the amount of losses another team has had on Monday night.
And write it down.
Yeah, sure.
Irrelevant? It's completely irrelevant.
Maybe it's everything.
JC?
I'm going to have to go. Sadly, it pains me. I'm sorry to pick Corey Parker to go 0-6, but I have to go with Oz. Corey Parker is looking strong. Yeah, I think it will be a good game. But I have to go with Goss.
Davis?
Nothing against Goss. I'm just saying. I want to see Corb.
I was going to pick the Corb, but then Mark just talked about how he has five players on Monday night,
true.
So I'm picking Mark. I think Bailey also just picked Mark. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know
she did.
I don't know if the podcast picked
Mark. She was mad. She was mad about what I'm about to do. I'm about to pick Corb for this one. I think Ryan, I mean, he's made a trade every week, or at least for the past couple weeks, I feel like he's at a different team. So I feel like one of these teams has to win eventually.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't know.
Or not.
I could be completely wrong on that. This will be the first game that not one of us is in, so we all get to pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's go. Matt at 3-2 playing Marvin's Monsters. Matt's projected to 110. Marvin's Monsters is on a 4-game losing streak. It's projected 96 right now. We got Eckler, new quarterback.
New QB. For you did not see
Matt.
Geno Smith.
Carson Wentz, Travis Kelce leading him. Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins, per usual, leading Connor. and Nick Chubb.
And Nick Chubb.
A new face for him. Did he have him last week?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Still relatively new for his team. Who do you have?
I'm going to have to go with Matthew in this one. It's quite the point differential per ESPN. Point differential doesn't mean shit. But
it does when it's that big.
I'm gonna have to say Starkville is gonna go into Marvin's Monsters. They're always strong in October, so you never know. That is the wild card.
It is true.
Monsters in October.
He might have a strength now, but he's also
in a 4-game losing streak.
Already played a game in October.
Yeah,
and he scored 75 points.
Yes, but will it turn around for Connor? That is up to the fantasy.
The fantasy gods.
Yes.
All right, Davis, who you got?
I'll take Team Starkville Hunt. Yeah, I'll take them to win, but like...
That's some hesitation there.
I mean, I just don't, like, projections can sometimes be meh. And I think Connor might be projected a little low, but still, I'm probably going to take Starkville Hunt.
Gotcha. What about you, Mark?
I'm going to argue slightly different and say Matt's projected a little high. Still going to take him. I agree.
I just
don't take any offense at this, but I think both of y'all are going to score lower than projected.
I could see that. And I'm going to go with Matt as well.
Will this be your toilet bowl?
It could be a toilet bowl of the week.
Can add a little flush animation
it's
right
not.
There.
We know.
Actually, yeah, we take that.
I think I know what the toilet bowl is.
But I think that, Connor's just been not putting up enough points, so I feel like even if Matt doesn't score enough,
Connor has moved.
Connor hasn't shown me. His team hasn't shown me anything yet that it's going to score enough.
He has moved around.
He has made some trades, though, so we'll see. But I'm going to go with Matt on that one. 3 a.m. DaVinci's versus bye week. By the way, everyone's except for John and Dan are going to be in town this week. There should be a lot of shit talking this week.
We'll have 14 of 16 in town.
Sue's projected 117 against Bennett's 105. He has Herbert coming off a 47-point game. Also, Taylor Heineke projected above 20, and Dalvin Cook at 17. Dalvin Cook, if he is not playing, Alexander Mattison will just do the exact same thing.
Yeah. He's like 90%
yeah.
Dalvin Cook. That's my original thought.
Sue just has Dalvin Cook.
Just 90%.
No matter what, he has
Dalvin
Cook.
Like, he really is.
He gets
those points that Dalvin would
also get. Also, Bennett...
Maybe the best handicap in the league.
Bennett does not have a...
In terms of fantasy.
Bennett is missing a player in his lineup.
Yeah, Bennett is missing a defense.
On air.
Bennett is missing a defense, so he'll jump around the 110
His quarterback
projection.
Is also technically not
clear. Daniel Jones, yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Daniel Jones, not cleared yet. He's got Devontae Adams projected at a fat 18.6 points. And Joe Mixon at 17.
This could be
a big week for Bennett.
Could be a big week.
But Sue's been killing it, so. Who you got?
You go first, Bob.
I'm going to pick against you.
I feel like I'm going to pick something that no one else is going to pick. Well, I'm not going to take back. I'm going to pick Bennett Nease. I'm going to pick Bennett Nease as well. That may be a horrible pick, but I think Bennett looks like just – I feel like he's going to have a big week.
The Stars
like
a
that's
of,
all I can explain is Bennett's going to have a big week.
They're playing in London this week. It's probably going to be rainy. Bennett's going to squeak it out.
Yeah.
Bennett's team, his lineup just isn't set yet. Like, I don't know if Daniel Jones can play. He doesn't have a defense. So I'm just going to pick Sue because of that. Because I think that just feels
preparation.
Safer. That feels safer.
That is.
It feels safer.
Yeah. I was definitely going out on a limb. But, like, if Bennett's team performs like I think they can, then I think he's going to win. I don't know if he will perform that level, but. Mark?
I think Sue did it all last year. I think Sue's done it all this year, and I think he'll do it the rest of the year. I think he'll win this one.
Wise decision. Next game on the list, we got Hud the Stud at 3-2 versus the Crimpy Tigers. He's projected 117. You're projected 94. That's one of the bigger gaps. Might be the biggest this week.
Shut the fuck up.
He's got Lamar, who you said is going to have a bad game. Teddy Bridgewater and Zeke, who you also said is going to have a bad game.
Everybody on Hud's team's going to have a bad
versus
game.
Versus Sam Darnold, who had a bad game.
Had.
Deontay Johnson, who had a...
All right, game.
And Josh Jacobs.
Woo!
I'll go first on this one. I think I'm going to go with Hud on this one. I would like for you to win, though, because Hud's in my division, but... I don't know if Don Crimpy has it in him.
Yes, he does. Another big week for Don Crimpy. You're wrong.
Davis, who you got?
Fuck it. I'm going with the Don.
Let's go.
I've literally changed my picks all at the last second for every single game. I'm going with the Don.
Mark?
I'm going back to Hudson. I think the stud is going to be studly.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's a huge point gap.
Next game, Davis versus Jeff. Two poppies projected 101. Jeff's projected the highest this week at 119.9.
The other contender for game of the week.
Yes.
Yes.
We got Jalen Hurts, Mike Williams, wide receiver one.
Ooh.
And Kareem Hunt versus Pat Mahomes, Najee Harris, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben.
I mean, this could be a good matchup.
This is going to be a good matchup.
Who are you taking?
Mm-hmm. Does Chupapi, do you have any notable buys?
He's got notable injuries.
I've got no notable buys. I've got, like, zero, or I've got a ton of injuries.
That's tough. Given the injury situation.
I didn't say it. My bad. Cut that out. Cut that out. I didn't say it.
There's no one injured on Davis's team.
You guys can say it. I can't.
Yeah. The injury report has not come out yet. It's speculation. It's all speculation.
Speculation. I'm going to have to go with Jeff, who's, I mean, at 119, he's projected the highest this week.
Mark?
Najee.
The injuries,
DJ,
taken
DJ,
into
DJ.
Account, the point differential, Jeff, 100%.
I'm also going to pick Jeff. Mainly because of the speculations about the injuries.
Seems to be some speculations.
About the injuries. Not talked about injuries
yeah.
that don't
yeah.
exist.
Yeah.
You guys said it, not me. I didn't say anything.
Next game, we're all picking again.
Woo!
Fort Worth Whiskey Dicks. Projected 108 against Dak Sack. Both teams are 2-3, and he's projected 112.
The battle. For
this
Marvel
is
Alley.
The battle of Christian McCaffrey. Will he play?
No.
The time will tell. Half of these players on both of these teams have been on the other person's team.
Yes.
Kyler Murray.
They've had quite a few trades.
Kyler Murray was once a staple of Andy's team. He was actually named after him.
The namesake, Kyler Murray.
Christian McCaffrey was
the
first
overall pick.
Dak Prescott was also the starting quarterback for John for a while. Baker Mayfield was once on your team and is now on Andy's team.
That's the hell.
DK Metcalf was once on John's team.
Yes. Oh, is he on Andy's team now?
Yeah.
Okay. Even more.
Robert Woods. I don't know.
Robert Woods, yeah.
Jeez.
What are you thinking on this one? This is a it looks like it could be a close
this
game.
This will be a close game.
Whoever wins here, who really won?
Exactly. That's what we'll find out.
Yeah. We'll find out. All these players were like players. Yeah.
You could say that. I'm going to have to pick Fort Worth Whiskey Day this week. But I will say, I think Andy has done a great job trading around this year. I just think that this week, Whiskey Day.
Whiskey Day? Davis?
Sack me up.
Sack him up. So we've got a split decision so far, Mark.
I'm going to go with John. I was talking to him about some trades this week, and he values his players highly.
Trade with me, John.
I'll say that.
Trade with me.
I think
that's for me.
Higher than I do. And if you see something in him, then I'm going to go with him.
I'll see something in my players.
I think I'm going to go with John as well. Mainly because I want him to win, because Andy's in my division, and that would be great. But if Chris McCaffrey doesn't play, then I just don't think Andy's going to win.
That's why.
I
didn't want to say it because I don't want to just always be saying that Chris McCaffrey's not going to play.
He just never does. He's got that hammy. You can't play on that hammy. You got
to
rest
that. This week,
hammy.
I think he's rested. When we see that he's healthy, I'm going
to
probably pick
but
Andy.
I mean, if Andy, if Christian McCaffrey is playing this week, then Andy's I think he'll. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. If Christian McCaffrey plays, that's what I wanted to say, but I had to pick.
But there's
if
too
Christian
much
McCaffrey
uncertainty
plays,
surrounding him.
If he plays, then it's going to be Dak Sack, in my opinion. But I think he's going to be listed as. I think he's listed as doubtful. Right?
Questionable. Last game up. This one looks like it could be the toilet bowl. We got the Dallas Deep Throats playing the king of the toilet bowl, the Super Stinkers. Dan's projected 88 points, but currently he has two players that are not playing.
Yes.
That are in his starting lineup.
Wait, who?
Dan.
Well,
Stink does too.
Stink has at least one. Yeah.
And Stink has one, but the projections right now are 88 and 84 points.
Updated. It's now 93. Dan put in Austin Cooper.
Live update, 93-84.
Yeah.
Dan has his normal lineup of all Bucks players, but he does not have...
And McKinnon.
McKinnon and Austin Hooper this week does not have Alvin Kamara.
No.
Right.
Notable.
So, keep that in mind. Who's Steven have out?
Saquon
Barkley.
Who does he have a running back?
He has not filled that spot yet. The running backs that he could play on his roster right now are Le'Veon and Carlos Hyde, who I traded him.
Le'Veon, Carlos Hyde.
Because Cordero Patterson.
Yeah,
Cordero Patterson's
on
by this
by.
Week,
okay.
so he doesn't have.
So.
And Le'Veon's projected zero.
How we think the Bucks will do this week? They're playing Thursday night
against
the Eagles. Could be a big game.
The Eagles, that's tough. Bucks look good in the first Thursday night game of the season.
Do you think they'll carry Dan to victory?
I'm going with Stinky. I'm sorry, Dan.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I'm going with Stinky. I think he's just Stink's gonna win. I think low week on the Bucks for some reason. I don't know, just low fantasy week. He'll probably be Philadelphia, but without Kamara to like really push him over the edge and give him victory, if Stink has a decent week, I think he's gonna win. If he can. Suitable replacement for Saquon.
Davis?
I'll go with Dan, because I just don't really have a reason not to. I think that Thursday night games are usually either really low scoring, or they can sometimes be like blowouts or shootouts. And because I have Jalen Hurts, I'm more inclined to. And also, like, the Bucks' defense, pass defense is bad. And the Eagles' defense is okay. It's not bad, but it's not great at anything. So I think the Bucks' offense is good. Basically, what I'm saying is I think there's potential for a lot of points.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm inclined to think that game will score more than score less. So I'll pick Dan.
Right. Okay. Mark?
I think the Dallas Deep Throat Method is going to keep chugging this week. Take him to another W.
I'm going to go with Dan, too. I think the Bucks are... I mean, it's just too hard to beat. Because even if, like, they don't have the best week, all those players are still getting Dan, like, 105. And if Steven just doesn't score 100 and scores in the 90s, he's losing. So, got to go with Dan on that one.
Yeah, I guess it's really about Saquon being out.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And Cordero. If Cordero wasn't on a bye, then I'd probably have picked Steven. Tough.
Stink has good matchups this week. Like, for his players.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's just that.
Like, honestly, this is, like, best case scenario for him to get a win on a week like this. So, it could go either way.
I just feel like missing a running back, especially because the two he has aren't, like, going to be very reliable. I mean, if one of them goes off and like or scores a touchdown, then I think there's a good chance he wins this game. But I feel like the Buccaneer method is pretty strong. True friends. One question. Guess that's going to wrap us up for this week.
That's all, folks.
Reset act.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody want to cut the legs off him. When you got the yams. What's the yams? The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street. Oh yes, we can, oh yes, we can. I can dig rapping. But a rapper with a ghost rider. What the f*** happened? Oh no. I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all sharing bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale. A two-man sale. Something's in the wall.